Paul Golder, our boss here at Phoenix FM. He's off on travels, having a lovely time, I suspect. So he's walking from Land's End to John O'Groats over the next six or seven weeks, I think he's gone for. And you're looking after him remotely.
I'm providing him support throughout the journey. I mean, I've done quite a lot of walking myself. I've been to Everest Base Camp. I've done a lot of walking through Brecon and the mountains of Wales and stuff like that. So I've carried some silly heavy weights on my back and so forth. So I can, you know, give him practical experience on the best way to manage. I mean, it will hurt. I mean, he's doing more walking than most people do in a lifetime in the space so far in a week.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of walking so far. And, you know, he should be proud of himself. He's done well, considering. And so his feet will hurt, but again, it's trying to manage it as best as he can. So various, you know, sock combinations, compede, and even just keeping his calories up as well. I mean, he's doing so much CV exercise. He's up and down the hills in sort of southwest England. So he's going to be burning loads of calories. So just trying to keep him going as best I can. So.
And what sort of injuries is he likely to get? You know what it's like when you get a blister on the back of your foot. Yep. I'm not wearing those shoes again. And he obviously has got to go out the next day.
He's got another option. So yes, so ideally, even people who are, you know, going for a walk with you in Edinburgh walks and stuff like that, it's best to try these things out before you do the walks. So at least you can find the hot spots and then try and manage it. So you can get compede on there, you can get whatever sort of dressings you want to have on there to try and manage those hot spots. Again, sock combination can be a really important thing as well. So like a thin pair of wool socks, like a sock liner, and then a thicker pair. What happens then is there that the thinner sock adheres to the foot, and then this thicker sock more to the boot. So it creates like a non-friction, so it doesn't rub as much.
Right.
Some patients prefer, you know, thicker sock. I personally prefer just one pair of thick socks, and that sorts me out. Again, it's trying to find these hot spots, and then again, before they get worse or it starts to blister up, then you want to get the compede on, because compede's like a second layer of skin, and it's a little bit thicker than a normal plaster, and it adheres to the skin a lot better as well.
Yeah.
So you want to find these hot spots and address them quickly, because once it blisters up and that skin comes off the bottom of your foot or the back of your heel, he just has to manage with that and he just has to crack on. You know, foot massage, a lot of people love that, to be honest. Yeah. You know, they say they don't, but some people love it.
And I won't be offering that to Paul when he comes back, by the way. If he's listening out there somewhere, he's probably walking around like, going, my feet are really hurting, yeah.
But he's been doing like 15, 16, 17 miles a day, so he's doing really well. So,
I'm raising money for St Francis Hospice.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is a fantastic organisation.
Yeah.
We've all got personal experience here at St Francis Hospice, who do an amazing job looking after people with life-limiting illnesses in the hospice or at home. Brilliant. Absolutely.